There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
Yeah, we're already recording.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to do some swimming at BB Lake after this here. I figured every Thursday we come out here, we're just going to go swimming the lake. Yeah.
It's way too hot to not be in AC or in the water.
Yeah.
Good point.
For sure. And, man, spent the entire last weekend at Broken Bow Lake. Went camping alone on Friday night again. And, that was like the greatest time ever, dude. I was just listening to Marty Robbins out on the lake. Freaking Big Iron.
Nice.
El Paso, dude.
Oh, yeah.
On repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like,
some of the greats. Yeah. Possibly one of the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And somebody rolls down there and hears that, like, one guy listening to Big Iron.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just turn around and leave. Yeah.
It was nightmare getting out there for me. You came out, like, a little bit later for just, in 2 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was hard getting out there. And the whole time I was like, oh, there's no way. My spot is open. There's no way. Sure enough, always nobody there.
And it's like a pristine spot.
It's a pristine spot. It's amazing. And all the Texans just whoop, go right by to like the RV parks and stuff. And I'm out there. I got the hammock going. It was so nice. I swam until like late swimming. And then woke up and made some ham and eggs on the fire, some coffee.
Nice.
And then just swam. And the way that the morning sun hits the water at like an angle, you can see like way past your feet.
Yeah, all the way to the thermocline.
Yeah, to the ghost towns.
Yeah, exactly.
Down there in the bottom of Broken Bow Lake.
Yeah, as it gets, like the water's still clear when the sun's overhead of you, but when it's just coming over, it's like you can see right down to it.
That's cool.
So that was awesome. I've been enjoying a lot of just chilling in a hammock. However, I do have something I haven't told you yet, or really anybody. A lot of beer flowing that night. A lot of, no worries. I wasn't too affected, but I get in the hammock and, you know, it's like right on the lake. I'm just swinging. The lake is right there. And, I guess I had to pee really bad. So I'm swinging in the hammock. And I guess I had a dream that I was like, yeah, I'm just going to piss right where I'm at. It's no worries.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I pissed my hammock and my sleeping bag and my trousers and all of it.
What?
Yeah, dude. I just pissed myself.
I have done that once in my adult life, and I remember like kind of waking up while I'm doing it. I'm just like, this feels so good.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my. Oh, no.
Yeah.
What have I just done?
Well, I did it in the midst of what I thought was a dream, and then I kept waking up later and later being like, I'm glad that was just a dream, and I didn't actually do that. And then it's like 5:30, close to 6, when I wake up, and I'm just swinging in the hammock. I didn't feel it. You know, I was just swinging in the hammock, and I was like, I like kind of moved, and I was like, oh, yeah, I definitely pissed my sleeping bag and hammock and pants, and it's like dripping down
the
bottom. Yeah.
Yuck.
So it's like I can't go out there without something like fucked up happening the whole time. So I like get up and like string all my stuff up to dry it out, like kind of get in the lake a little bit and then
wash it out in the lake.
Wash it out in the lake.
Wash.
Yeah.
You know, you're definitely washing it in the lake.
Yeah. And especially if it's piss. You washing your pissy drawers in the lake.
Oh my goodness.
Did the old back and forth leg, pant legs.
Yeah, like that. I'll clean it. And then I'll make my ham and eggs.
Right. So I guess you had another change of clothes, though.
I did. I did. So I've been like growing, like my hair is wild. My beard is ridiculous. I'm pissing myself at the lake. I am like,
You live the life, man.
You look like a bush man for sure.
I need this vacation really badly. It's starting to affect me physically. It's coming out of my ears.
So I asked you earlier about being bush man.
Yeah.
And you said that you aren't shaving it.
Yeah.
Until?
Like literally the day before. I'm going there clean. Like with a whole new feel and all that.
Right. I like that.
Every single day I've been like, I'm going to get a haircut today.
Right.
And then it's like 3 p.m. and I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot to do that. And then actually my beard clippers are not working. So that,
there's another reason.
So I gotta go get some new ones. Like, you let that go for a while. Absolutely. Like, you know, where I'm just like, ah, I'm done. You know, whatever. And then, yeah, so I'm going to make sure I got a new set, like Wednesday, Thursday before we leave. Right. Get that all taken care of and go there with a brand new, like, my head will feel 5 pounds, you know,
lighter. Absolutely.
Yeah. And all my worries will go with it.
And the breeze will hit your cheeks.
It'll feel a lot better. Going out there, looking like this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Kick you off the beach. Hey, no omelets out here, all right?
Yeah. The only time it looks good is when I'm at the lake and it's like lake water curls your hair up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it like kind of comes under the hat. I saw myself a few times. I was like, oh, that actually looks all right.
Look at that.
Get ready for salt water hair. Yeah. I feel like that's the best thing for your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Like, I feel like when I'm at the beach, my hair just looks the best the whole time there. Yeah.
But you... Earlier this year, was it? You had grown your hair out for quite a while.
Yeah.
And the way it looked under a hat and stuff and all that looked really good. I was kind of like hoping, I was thinking about maybe trying to go for that. Like, if I do go get a haircut, I think I'm just going to have them like trim it and clean it. And I think I might try and go for like a little bit of a shaggier hair.
Okay.
For a little while.
But Kaylin got tired of it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Allie was really, she loved it. She was like, I can't believe he cut that hair.
I think it's becoming of you, the longer hair.
Yeah.
Even
all
over. I realize you're probably not as big a fan of the beard. But
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're not. I remember that about you.
Yeah.
You're just not a fan of them.
Period. I used to be. I used to like to grow it out. But mine doesn't grow. Like, I'd have to tame it. I'd have to, like, really work it to like for it to grow.
It's really kinky.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where you bring in the Manscaped ad.
Gotcha. Exactly.
Yeah. So... I mean, the vacation, I just, you know, I can't get it out of my mind. Literally can't get it out of my mind. And then after, especially after this week, I mean, so we haven't even talked. How bad was the storm for you?
We have one radio station still down.
Which one? Yeah.
Luckily, it's not the Cash Cow.
Yeah.
If you will.
Okay.
Did you like totally lose power over here?
Yes, we lost power for, I don't know, majority of Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In this building and... both tower sites. When they came back, KKBI went up immediately.
Nice.
Q102, on the other hand, was still out of power for two more days. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get power back until Tuesday on Q.
Yeah.
And then, so went out there, wouldn't give me any forward power or anything. So, you know, I called the engineers, and I'm actually, after this podcast, going back over there, and they're going to walk me through a couple steps, see if I can. Because we got power back. It's running. The transmitter's up and everything. Mm-hmm. Seems like everything's working properly. Just I need the proper steps to power down and power up, because there's a whole other step that I'm missing somewhere.
Yeah, you can't just unplug it.
Exactly.
It's just yank the cord out of it.
$20,000 piece of equipment. Yeah. You don't just unplug it. Probably
not, huh? When I power mine down, it is literally, it's like six buttons, and you go, joo, joo, joo,
yeah,
joo,
and it kind of acts like that too. It sounds like it gives you the power down feel. Yeah.
And then when it's best, turn it back on.
Sounds like you're running Jurassic Park or something.
Or you have Optimus Prime standing up for you
for sure.
Transmitting radio.
Yeah. So yeah, we had a massive storm come through. Straight line winds is what they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's like a tornado that's not spinning.
100 miles per hour in some places.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. So
that's like tornadic activity right there.
Yeah, definitely. Tree in your backyard. I mean, big ass, like all three of us could kind of wrap around it, you know?
Yeah.
Split in half. Just insane.
Whoa. I'll pull up some pictures. It's like we just finished watching a movie Saturday night, and right at the end of the movie, the power goes out, and oh dang, where's that at?
This is my front yard.
That's your front yard. A bunch of limbs came down.
Yeah, I had one major one that came down that was huge that missed the house by about 10 inches.
Oh, dang. Nice.
That's the one I'm working on there. But yeah, so it took a while to cut that back. See how it's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
huge. Big boy.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I mean, you all know how the trees are in my house. I have huge old trees.
Yeah.
So anytime a storm like that comes through,
something's
I'm going
coming
to lose.
Down.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's midnight. The power flicks off and then flicks back on, and we can see the storm coming in. So we're like, oh, let's go smoke and watch it.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, true Okies and Arkies.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And as it's rolling in, dude, just branches start coming off the trees. And then this service light that's this light pole that's in my front yard comes down.
What? Like that. While you're still standing out there?
While I'm standing there.
That's
and
crazy.
I start feeling the wind.
Stuff?
No sparks.
Uh-huh. We're real
well,
dudes.
Yeah.
The light show? It's almost fourth.
Yeah, that's for my money back.
So we're standing there, and I like get close to the edge of the carport to like, oh man, this is pretty serious right here. And I just see like right to the north, my north neighbor, his trees just start going freaking sideways. And like I hear just pick up like deafening, like I've heard a tornado sounds like a freight train. That's what it sounded like.
Or a Harrier hovering
over
you.
Or a Harrier.
That's what it sounded like to me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It couldn't hear nothing else.
That's crazy.
And I just turned. I ran. I, like, got actually pretty scared.
I bet.
And ran inside.
Because you're thinking tornado at that time. You see trees and poles over. Yeah, absolutely.
Tornado's hitting my house right now. And, you know, dive in there. Oh, my gosh. You know, and just you're hearing stuff cracking and breaking and stuff going crazy. You know, it was absolutely insane. I'll show you the pictures. So I had two massive trees down in my yard that are still there. So this one's leaned up on the power
line. So yeah, that's one of those tall pines there. Yeah.
But then this one is the craziest. This is like what, 20 feet from my house?
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
and it fell the other way.
Yeah, could you wrap your arms around that?
No,
that's
an
huge
oak tree,
dude,
that is just snapped in half.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I missed the whole thing. Because I was in Dallas, Fort Worth, or Arlington, wherever I was at.
Yeah. I was hanging out with Greg Revels, by the looks of it.
Yes. So I got to hang out down there and do the media day. But so I missed the whole thing. But I got up like 6 a.m. Sunday morning, mm-hmm. and because I was going to come up here and make sure the church got on the air properly. So
GMs, man. With your church on the air. I'm sure they would understand, considering there was 100 mile an hour.
I didn't know that. That's just
150. I heard 150 mile an hour.
Really?
No.
Oh, you're talking about. Yeah. I did hear 100 mile an hour when in Oklahoma. I don't know.
I heard 70 there, and then you tell me 100. I'm just going to keep adding.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Until, actually, 225 mile an hour wind. No. But yeah, so I got here as I'm driving, and I hadn't even heard anything about it because again, 6 a.m. People really hadn't gotten up and saw the damage and started posting about it. So I'm driving in and I see like the little, you know, okay. You know, in the springtime when you get a storm, you get all those little bushels of green limbs all over everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So I start seeing that and I'm like, dang, okay. There was a nice little storm came through. Right. And then I see a power line that once went across one of the roads by my house that was all bunched up, and there was a yellow or orange cone next to it. I'm like, dang, okay, they got a pretty good storm.
Try not to touch this one, please.
Yeah, exactly, basically. And then I went to my street, and that entire pole was down, and the line was down. I'm like, oh, dang. So then, of course, I'm thinking, I gotta have some damage on some of my old-ass trees. Sure enough, pull up. Big limb. It looks like an entire tree's down in my front yard, but it was like a third of one of those huge trees that came out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't an entire tree, but it, like I said, it missed my house, which is the big picture windows by like 10 inches. So we lucked out on some major damage.
That all happened like right in the middle. So it would have bust the windows out, and then you would have had that sideways rain coming through there. It was just wild.
Well, you know our equipment, the little equipment box in the back that has like our boxing equipment stuff for me and the kids, me and the boys use.
Big tote kind of thing.
Yeah,
there,
it looks what it looks like. Well, it was blown open.
Mm.
And then, of course, subsequently rained into for the entire evening. Yeah. So, I've been drying that out for a couple days.
Nice.
So there's all kinds of, you know how my backyard is set up. I love my little planters.
Mm-hmm.
I got little, you know, succulents and just different
all kinds
stuff.
Of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of my planters were blown somewhere. So surprisingly, just between you and I, because we love plants, surprisingly, not a single one of my plants was lost. Some of them were literally out of the planter in the on the ground.
but doing all right, huh?
Yeah, but I scooped them up, put them back in, rearranged everything.
Catch them quick, right? Don't let them get all dried out.
And it was wet. Yeah, the entire, you know, their soil soaked, was wet. Yeah, yeah. So it was good. It worked out. I didn't lose a single one that I'm aware of yet. So
okay. And they got power back to you pretty quick. And
my avocado was leaned over facing down. It was so heavy and bent over, but I kind of tied it up.
Make it all right.
Yeah, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I dodged. You know, I got these 100 foot tall pines in my front yard. I was surprised, like after seeing what happened at Ty's place, that those things weren't snapped like toothpicks.
Right.
In the front of my house, I would have definitely called in Monday for that. I think, but. Man, the biggest thing is storm, just as quickly as it hit, it left.
Right.
But we still have places without power right now just because SWEPCO, the big regional power provider, man, we just kind of got sucker punched. They're all out in Northeast Texas dealing with some serious storm damage, like took out transmission lines and those transmission towers and stuff.
Dang.
I guess a tornado or something out there did a bunch of damage. So they literally pulled every crew from Southwest Arkansas and that part and Texas and Louisiana and sent them to Northeast Texas, like around Mount Pleasant, Winsboro, Marshall, all that area. And then we have this storm come through the next night, totally sucker punches us. So they're all out there dealing with that. We got nobody left in town. It was like 2 days before people even began to start getting power back.
Wow.
We had Tyler and his family with us for one night, like refugees in our house, you know, because they did lose power, but they're on a different provider who's much more locally based. So they got on it and stuff. But, some very, very pissed off people at our community. I'll say that.
What do you mean?
Sure.
How come?
Because right now it's 90 degrees every day, and we got the regional power provider like nowhere to be seen. They did yesterday. They really started making it. You could start to see their presence, and people were really starting to get power back. But some years back, the company announced that it wasn't going to keep a locally based crew anymore because they didn't think it DeQueen
warranted it.
Yeah, okay. So they sent it somewhere else. And then this is not the first time something like this has happened. It's obviously a small town like ours got a lot of aging electrical infrastructure too, so there's always lots of problems. But now we don't even have anyone locally sourced. They're like an hour away at best, which usually means 2 to 3 hours before you can even hope to have somebody there to start fixing your power outage, you know? And like I said, I think it's unfair the amount of a lot of heat they're catching on social media from folks just being like, well, this is obviously they don't care about us. You know, this is what happens when you remove a locally based office, this, that, and the other. But I mean, they were doing the right thing. They were pulling everybody off to go take care of a problem somewhere else. Nobody expected. This thing literally came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, Saturday night, early Sunday morning, came out of nowhere. No one could have anticipated it. It was one of those, like, I don't know, I thought it was like 20%. Tyler, you said maybe it was a little higher, like 50% chance of 40, the thunderstorms, rain,
yeah,
you know,
right.
Not 70 to 100 mile per hour winds. Exactly. That was just going to take down every power pole and this, that, and the other.
Well, Choctaw Electric still has a few without power as well. You mentioned AEP and PSO still has some without power or had. Actually, I think they may have finished, got theirs, the rest of theirs today. But yeah, there was a couple hundred thousand without power in Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah. I think altogether they said because of the storm, 500,000 people without power. Mm. You know, and as of I checked just before noon, we were looking in just in Sevier County, we still had around 700, 800 people without, or customers, so, you know, multifamily or multi-people households.
Yeah.
But at one point, it was about 4,000 customers in the county, just about everybody in Sevier County with no power.
Isn't that crazy that Oklahoma and Arkansas got hit, large portions of the state, because it was a large part of Oklahoma as well, and Arkansas, and about 500,000, about 500,000 people lost power, but you lose, you know, power in a quarter of, Cincinnati, Ohio, you know, you know what I mean? Right. And two million people lose power or whatever. Yeah, yeah. It's
or hilarious. Or the rolling brownouts they have in this, where it's just like this time of year, every day, you live in LA, man, you're going to lose power probably a couple times every day.
Exactly.
You
know,
not for a long period of time or whatever, but just because it's not damage to the infrastructure, it's just overwhelming use on it. It can't keep up with it, you know?
I was so impressed with the REA team that came through and, you know, because I woke up Sunday, no power still, you know, lost it that Saturday night, Sunday, early Sunday morning, whatever, however you want to look at it. And no power all Sunday. So Caitlin calls Patrick's wife and says, why don't you guys come stay here? Because we got the baby, AC, it was going to be it was already a disgusting day.
Right.
The house was getting hot. So we went over to Patrick's refugee status and like vacated the whole place, you know, and because the power lines down, big tree in the on the lines. Like, I didn't even want to be near there. You know, and
then, Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what
a bunch of shit.
That's what I did. I did a lot. That
you were
video,
a dad all that day.
That video of me chainsawing the tree was done on Father's Day.
Yeah,
exactly.
Got it all done.
Yeah,
and but then they came through like early Monday morning and cut that tree down off the line and reconnected. It was like nothing.
Nice.
It was just like like literally just sawing parts off until it was able to clear the power lines. Threw that down. Replace one of them. No problem.
Yeah. After that, the biggest risk was all these people that have been like running GI poisoning. Literally just got back from, fortunately, one of our city crews was driving by, could hear a generator, but couldn't see it running anywhere. And it sounded like it was coming from inside a house. They located it. Somebody run it inside their closed garage, had the door open. Because again, they had no power. So you might as well have the door open to your garage.
Of course.
Just filled.
Passed out.
Yeah. They go in one room. The kids are passed out inside of it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, you would all have been dead.
Yeah.
Wow. If nobody had stopped and checked on y'all. Y'all been dead in hours.
Dang.
Wow.
Crazy.
I'm so glad that. And you know what? Shout out to the fire chief, because I know him very well, and he is very proactive in situations like that. So big one up to
him. People are just crazy with their generators. I mean, I get it. You, like, it goes out. The whole neighborhood has generators.
Yeah,
except
you'd be
for
out
me.
30 seconds before people are already running out there turning their generators on.
Like, diesel's expensive, man. I mean, like, just chill. Wait a few hours. Let the fridge warm up before you need to, like, cool it down. Well, then run it for a couple hours and then don't.
I didn't even lose the free. We were out of power for, from midnight to 8 p.m., 6 to 8 p.m., give or take, somewhere around there.
Get on a whole day, right?
Yeah.
24 hours.
And we didn't even lose frozen status because I never opened the doors, obviously.
Yeah,
that helps.
That's the big thing,
yeah. But so.
That is key.
Yeah, it's definitely, y'all both say that's key. It's definitely, if you don't know that already, power's out, don't open. I know you want something to eat. Don't do it.
Don't
open
the fridge.
Because you're going to lose everything.
Yeah. Don't open the fridge. Don't open your door unless you have to.
True.
Because you can't
smoke outside or something.
Yeah,
you don't have to plug a million things up into your generator immediately afterwards. Like, well, my TV, I guess my Xbox.
Yeah.
Might as well see it. Plug the router into it, see if that does anything.
My Ninja Blender, I'm going to need that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, people are crazy with it. And then, so got it all fixed up, left Patrick's house, moved back into mine. And then that night I'm trying to put Miles to sleep and the neighbor's getting to work with the chainsaw at like 8:30 p.m.
Oh,
I nearly went out there and was like, dude.
It'll be
10 p.m. is the city cutoff, right?
Yeah.
Not for me. That's not Tyler's cutoff. I'm a dad now, and I'm like, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I have Miles alone all day.
Yeah.
And put him to bed till 10:30 or so. You're all on my time now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't care. I will go out there and be like, turn the fucking chainsaw off right now. Yeah, obviously I didn't. I thought about it, though.
No, the guy's got a freaking chainsaw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. True.
How much arguing are you going to do with the guy?
Yeah. I did walk out and put my hands on my hips and glared at him for a while.
I love it.
Remember, Arkansas is a stand your ground.
Yeah,
I was going to say, too.
Like, well, come at me with a chainsaw.
He'd cut you in half and be like, that it was his fault for threatening
my property,
me.
Yeah.
Verbally.
No,
so I physically dealt with it.
I'll hit you with a big tree.
All kinds of disasters going on. We had that. Got a missing submarine. Gone. I mean, I figure it's done for at this point.
I was going to say, it's pretty much lost its oxygen at this point.
We're
talking right now, it's kind of the cutoff.
It's in Atlantis.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they found Atlantis, and they're just chilling there.
They're
just
chilling. Okay. And
they drowned in Atlantis, I guess.
Yeah.
Ran out of oxygen there.
Yeah. No, Atlantis has air.
It's a whole city under the water.
My bad.
Dude.
Duh.
Yeah. The fish people would help them.
Exactly.
They'd pull them in.
I don't think they made it. Yeah.
Aquaman is a good guy.
Yeah, totally. Aquaman's a really good guy. What if he wasn't, though? Just kill them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't even know about that whole thing until yesterday. I was, was not in the loop on the submarine being lost.
Kind of no internet, no power.
Yeah,
exactly. Kind of in your own world for a little bit.
And all I've seen is people either memeing about it or people
being
like
pissed off about it.
They're like, it's not funny. these are people losing their lives. They're losing out of air down there. I was like, probably not. I'm sure like something happened. They got crushed like a tin can under pressure or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
What are the odds that they're still like relying on those last few breaths of air right. today? Probably. I don't think
very careful.
Good.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they'd be up if they had air and were like maneuvering, right?
Yeah, yeah, I mean...
Shiloh said it was probably a big orgy down there for the last few minutes.
For sure.
Like, if you're going to get it one more, you know?
Five cigarettes.
Oh, was it all dudes?
Yeah, it was all dudes.
Oh,
all
no.
Men.
Yeah, Even worse.
I don't know. I think I would just die not
yeah,
to play
Yeah, absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
Play salty cracker.
Yeah.
Who's eating it?
You.
I'm sure it was pretty miserable down there, though. Yeah. You know, like, probably no food. I don't imagine anyone had any food or anything because you're just down there for a little bit, right?
Corn nuts or something.
Yeah, best. You know,
like
some candy bar.
Out some corn nuts.
It was like, $250,000 to go down there?
Yeah, like $250,000.
Yeah, so.
A pop.
I mean, I'm a billionaire and I don't want to go and see the Titanic.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope.
I'll watch the movie.
Okay. Because there's video of the actual Titanic in the movie. Yeah.
But to see it, it's a rusted ship down at the bottom of the ocean.
See if there's some little porthole.
I will say, as a diver, it is pretty crazy. Even, you know, it's just a regular old oil boat, but it's kind of crazy to see a structure. Under the water.
Yeah. Sure.
You know what I mean?
Probably just pop up at you, right?
And it does. You're right. It's very, it just kind of, all there. Yeah. And it's even darker down there.
You're a diver. Yeah. You're diving down. Like, would you be a billionaire and just pay a guy, $250,000, take me down to your tin can?
In a pill cap.
As far down as they went? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking. Like you didn't even build the thing. Like, if I was a billionaire, I'd just commission a vessel.
Yeah.
You know, instead of
nuclear
like
attack
this
submarine or
exactly.
something.
Yeah,
something,
exactly.
Something that's been put through its paces.
There's my
bit.
Question: what is the possibility that it ran into like a Chinese or a just not? I use that example.
A Russian sub.
You know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever just sub think, that it's all of a sudden like. Oh, well, let's do some target practice, homie.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the possibility? Yeah,
that'd be better than. Wait until the
That's
very
true.
Last.
They would have found an oil slick and debris on the surface and something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's usually how they find submarines. Is not they don't find them underwater. You know, they find their remains up at the top if they've been attacked or something like
I
that.
See,
yeah,
I see.
That's hard to hide.
Okay,
because it would all immediately come rushing to the surface. You know, and they've got. I mean, they got like the sonar aircraft and stuff they've been using. They could detect a periscope. They can detect a straw poking out of the water. You know, so they surely would have found something like that.
Okay.
Unless they're covering it up. I mean,
jammed?
It could be deep.
I mean, conspiracy deep state stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Could it just be jammed somewhere?
Yeah, probably.
It could be.
I mean,
stuck in the
morning. And it's just like trying to get a whole Honda out of a snowbank. Yeah. Like, rock, everybody, rock. Yeah.
It's not funny.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think what like the worst thing could possibly be. This thing's like painted white, right? It could have easily just like lost power and just floated back up to the surface and be sitting in the midst of a bunch of white caps.
Oh,
and of course, it's sealed. It's only you can only open it from the outside. It's got a bunch of like bolts that.
Oh, no.
So they're just sitting there looking out the porthole. They're on top of the water. They're totally fine.
Yeah.
Except they're running out of oxygen.
Watching boats go by them.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
Holler out.
But again, they should have been able to find it if that was the case.
Yeah,
you know, they would have picked it up, some kind of
and they would
surface
have had, they would
radar.
Have, I was going to say, they would have had probably had
something.
Ability
cell
to contact.
Phone?
Yeah. Sealed unit, I guess, maybe not a cellular availability.
Yeah. Yikes, but I can only imagine. You're always going to have that one guy. It's real farty. Down in there, enclosed with five guys at least. Yeah, that's going to panic.
Oh, yeah.
There's no, I mean, hopefully we'll find this thing at least get like a cell phone.
I'm having a fart attack.
Yeah, someone's smartphone recording of the whole thing or something.
Yeah, for sure.
The madness that's going on in there.
Every vessel has this thing, right? That's like, they're not going to find you, but they're going to find it. Like, they're going to find a black box of some kind and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
The NTSB is all about that stuff, right? Is the NTSB?
Yeah. No. This is like all international, though, so I don't know. There's some points, like, how many U.S. taxpayer dollars are we going to spend looking for these, like, there's like two British guys, a French guy, and two Pakistani guys. I don't know how much of a dog we have in this
fight. Wait a minute. There was no Americans in there?
No Americans.
Why are we talking about these? I'm just kidding.
Why do I care? These types of guys? I don't care.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe the guy who owned the thing, maybe he was American.
I think he was
Canadian
American
or something. But yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. To half or $250,000 pop, you know? Yeah. I ain't too worried about him. You know, he should have done better.
Yeah. Well, dude, if I was a billionaire, why are you skimping?
Yeah, with a $30.
On going to go so, 2 miles under the ocean.
Yeah, watched a clip of me so damn proud of his $30, his thrifty controller that he bought to pilot this thing.
Yeah,
oh, it's an Xbox controller, yeah. Right?
He threw it around. I saw the clip I saw was like, you know, when he knew he fucked up. It's when he tossed it and said, yeah, it's even made to... for kids to use. It's real durable.
No,
yeah.
That's what it's made for, is for kids to use.
Yeah. Do you think he raged out on that controller?
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah.
It down.
What if it was just out of batteries? Like the double A's in it went out, and that's what caused the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I remember when I was playing the UFC game, I threw my controller across the room.
Really?
Chuck Liddell, roundhouse kick. Come on. And just, bam.
He was only good with the overhand right.
Yeah, I know. What was I doing?
I was staying pretty hopeful about like them getting rescued. I thought, how cool would that be, you know, and pull them up. Everybody's fine. Mm-hmm. Then I started reading. I was like, what? I know they've done other submarine rescues from the bottom of the ocean. Like, what's the deepest? Well, there was one in 1973 that they got. It was just two guys in this thing. But it was so they recovered that submarine. It was like 1,500 feet of water or something. This one is in like 15,000 feet of water, 13,000 or something, like almost 10 times deeper. Like, yeah, it's not.
And for the record, I would dive 100 feet down.
Yeah.
If I had NAS passes, I would go 200 feet. You know what I mean? It's not.
It's just, why wouldn't you have like the yellow submarine thing that, you know, James Cameron took down the trench and stuff? It's like he went down this like butt plug of a freaking submarine. It's tiny. Is built together with like what, tractor supply parts,
Walmart components.
You mean Sam's Club?
Yeah, Sam's Club. He went to save money bulk.
I think he had Amazon Prime when he bought that.
Over anything, I said on the air today. I was like, I'm insulted by these memes. This is just terrible because they're low rent and they're bad. All right, not because they're offensive. You like pick
it's
up
too
meme
low brow
game.
For you.
Low brow. Gotcha. Yeah, these people on the Facebook who were like this one guy. He's just like, I want to just put it out there that I do not think that this is funny. This
he did like a...
Yeah, and that's the post.
That's
the,
yeah, mm-hmm. Just let you know before you ask me.
Yeah, I'm going to signal my virtue. Yeah. My virtue, dude. Yeah.
Here's a cracker, babe.
Yeah, yeah. And like everybody underneath, like one girl comments, she says, I'm not going to lie, I've been laughing. And he was like, well, everybody's human. Like as if it's some, like, fault, you're like a fault, monkey because you're laughing at this.
Yeah.
What the hell, man? Nothing's off limits. I said, and Patrick's got to stop, but said there's only, you can't make fun of Kobe, and you can't make fun of 9/11 unless it's really funny, unless the joke is very, very funny. Other than that, everything's on, you can make fun of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in reality, you can make fun of anything, I guess, because if you lived it.
There's nothing funny about Kobe.
If you lived it.
Yeah.
Kobe.
I missed.
Yeah.
No, but if you lived it, I can see why somebody may feel a feeling when somebody talks about it in a manner in which is derogatory or making fun of. I can see that. Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean it's okay to, you know, not to think they can't tell the joke, but I can see it.
My parents were lost in a submarine.
Right. Thing. I mean, in that case, you know, your fathers are...
I don't know. If you're a submarine, there's a high risk of you dying. It's just not surprising. You know who died the other day?
Who?
That guy, those guys who went down to see the Titanic in the submarine. It's like, oh, okay.
That sounds... Yeah, that, you're right. That
checks out.
The likelihood of that...
I thought they were dead already.
Yeah. It's like that Norm Macdonald thing with the crocodile hunter. Like 2 weeks after his death, he's on some show, and he's like, yeah, we heard about that. He's like, that was sad for a week. But then, you know, he's like, I had my friend calling me like, you wouldn't believe who died. Who? The crocodile hunter. You know, he's like, when he died, 41? Oh, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, you put it like that.
Oh, man.
you know.
Yeah.
So. I think the worst thing, I guess, is somebody we know put a funny meme on their Facebook about this, and someone wrote, like, I don't think this is funny whatsoever. And one of the comments underneath that post was I don't know. It's like, that's fair game. I don't know why we care so much about these five billionaires when like they're Syrian refugees and some of them are dying, like the ones that can't get out. And it's like, that's not really the same thing.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's not.
And they're like fighting their country when they should be fighting for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But okay, to lump them together, why would you care about something that you, in the sense of like make it part of your life, when you can do nothing about Syrian refugees?
Yeah, yeah.
Or a submarine.
Or submarines under the ocean.
And fix them in at your house?
Exactly. Yeah. That's when they change their mind.
Yeah, the whole Sharia law thing. Yeah.
And one's funny, one isn't.
Yeah,
Syrian refugees dying is hilarious.
What's funny?
No, it's the other one.
Yeah,
it's the other one, because then you get to speculate that they were all having butt sex at the end. And, you know,
they're billionaires. They probably had all right. They had all right life.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
Yeah. Cut
easy life.
Cut tragically short. Yeah.
But hey, dude, out of any way to die, 2 miles under the ocean near the Titanic.
Yeah, it doesn't happen all the time.
Bad. Maybe good they point. Got stalked because one guy was like reaching for a doubloon.
They will be in the new. They will be in the history books.
Yeah,
their names will be in the history books.
Everyone will remember where they were that day, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, maybe not. Yeah. Not that.
It'll
quite
forever
that deep.
Be a mystery. You know.
There's only a few things in
like
life.
Like Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie.
Yeah.
All
you can
over
only
again.
Speculate what happened. Although we know what happened with Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie.
Yeah.
Strangled her.
He got tired of her.
Yeah. Allegedly.
I definitely know it. Because first of all, she likes to get choked. I know that. She liked to get choked. I didn't see that in her vlog. I just saw a picture of her, and I'm like, yeah, that chick likes to get choked. And then Brian took it a little bit too. He was like, hurt her all day. All day with Gabby Petito. All week in a van. Ugh. You know? Guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
But... you know, I know what he did.
I still kind of wonder. I'm not going to defend anybody in that situation, but I still have this image like Petito just like turned around too quickly and fell off a cliff and like instantly broke her neck. And he's like, oh my God. Like, we just had the cops called on us earlier today. Like, this is not good. This is not looking good here whatsoever. Yeah.
We actually got into a, like not an argument but like a discussion about it. Me, Patrick, and then two girls, and it was like girls versus guys. Like, how could he do such a thing? I'm like, how could he do such a thing? What are you talking about?
He's stuck in a van with her.
He's stuck in a van with her.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's right, but we know men, don't we? Yeah. And then what was Gabby saying all the way we're leading up to? Because Brian,
You ever been on a road trip with a woman?
Yeah, dude. It's like, here's the thing: Brian was a bum with nothing.
Yeah,
and she was pulling in all the bread, so she's like, no, I make all the money. We're not going to see the world's largest rock.
Wait, she had a job? Right? Either one of them had jobs? And
well, no, she was a brand ambassador person.
Oh,
she was
that's
a
right.
Vlogger.
Instagram. Yeah, I forget.
And Brian
that
was her smelly tag-along boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know?
Free spirit, man.
Yeah, she denied to buy him a pack of smokes or something, and he flipped.
Her K-Fed.
Yeah, it's her K-Fed, 100%. So he wanted some gas station chicken and a pack of smoke. She's like, no, we're not going to stop. I make all the money. You do it. You know? Who knows?
Grilled chicken for you only.
Yeah.
You should never
strangle somebody to death, but to think that you couldn't. I couldn't imagine why. Of course you can.
True.
Man, the English language has a new verb out of this, though, to get petitoed. You know, I have a friend who's
petito
going on
potato.
A trip.
Yeah,
who's going on a trip with his family. They're 15 days. They're going to be out on the road together. A lot of the same spots, ironically enough. That,
did he map it out?
Yeah, maybe. to do the petito laundry tour.
Yeah.
It's a big thing right now. Yeah, you follow their footsteps, like the Oregon Trail. But I was like, man, just don't get petitoed or don't petito anybody else.
Yeah,
and he was like,
laundry.
What? Yeah. Like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Like, oh, yeah. Okay.
There you have it, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's that.
Yeah. Are there any other funny mysteries? Scott Peterson. It's not funny.
There was that one, people be dying on submarines. There was that people one that our sister dying. Reminded us of not too long ago, where the guy took a journalist down in his little personally owned submersible and then killed her down in there.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He, like, dismembered her or something, and yeah, it was real bad. And he tried to explain it off as, like, no, it was a big tragic accident or something. So yeah.
Dang.
What?
Yeah.
A fish got
what happened down there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She just fell to pieces in the submarine.
It can happen.
Pressure. Yeah. Pressure.
Yeah. Pressure.
I forgot. Some billionaire dude didn't think that one out too well.
Yeah. Clearly. You guys want to take a break now?
Break it. Podcasting bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Come up nice with one of those.
Into your face.
Yeah. 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 Come up with one of those like app names. Like Flunenture.
Yeah. Something that's like three letters we can buy super cheap.
Yeah. No, we can't buy vowels on it. It's like every all like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Verben.
Just maybe an acronym that is all of our like first name or last name letters like spelled out, you know, boom, boom, boom.
Maybe we jumble it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like IKYR, you know, I know you know if you know kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
IYKR, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, quick update for you on the missing submarine. Still missing. Yeah, I think they might have found some debris. But the New Republic, always known for their excellent, excellent reporting. A lot of sarcasm there. But state has a headline here in OceanGate CEO missing in Titanic sub had history of donating to GOP candidates. Reading through it real quick, kind of makes it sound like that since he particularly, Stockton Rush is the name of this guy, that since he did, he deserves to die.
Excuse
and,
me?
A nice what? Tweet from MSNBC reporter, let me see here, Ellie Mistel, says that, let me find it again. Why do I have it saved here? Here it is,
Stockton Rush.
Nice little tweet from her that says, next time some rich white person wants to take... Next time some rich white person wants to take Samuel Alito, Supreme Court Justice, on an expensive trip, please take him to see the Titanic.
Ah.
Yeah. Dang. That, see, now that is lacking taste.
Yeah.
Both of those things.
Hopefully those are burner accounts.
No. It seems like that one should probably get you kicked off Twitter.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Yeah. The left, school on a Sunday.
Yep, absolutely.
No class, dude. Never.
I love it.
Never, by the way. It's always...
So who do y'all think wins 2024? And not person, Republican or Democrat, and why?
Hmm. You know, honestly, if Biden is still like moving and alive, and
I think he takes
probably
it.
He'd probably take it again.
You think so?
I think he takes it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I think if he's against Trump, he takes it again.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he's against any other Republican that is actually halfway worth his salt, then they'll take it.
Unless Trump dies, he's going to win the primary for the GOP.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So he'll be
and Democrats hate DeSantis.
Yeah,
that's true.
Hate him. That's true. I thought I was like, oh, this guy could probably be like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, he's got some pretty out there views on certain things too.
Yeah, like he doesn't want hormones injected into kids and shit.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, men competing in female sports. Yeah, an idiot. So he is definitely on the woke train. You haven't heard much from him besides that.
Yeah, choo choo.
Yeah,
let's go.
I tell you, that dude's problem, though. He is way too afraid to take on Trump. He's got a great social media manager and has had some really funny and good tweets directed against Trump. But when it comes to him, like, actually speaking, he doesn't really want to say anything.
Yeah.
You know, of course, Trump's under new litigation. Now he was arraigned, last week on these under the Espionage Act for 30-something counts of mishandling classified documents, this, that. And the other, if he's convicted, barred from being president, right? But even DeSantis is out there being. I guess it's a tough road to walk, as you don't want to. He's afraid he's going to lose certain Trump people who maybe would vote for him if he talks bad about Trump and how he's been indicted.
Yeah.
So now he's doing the other thing and just talking like really nice about him. And it's like, you're not going to win any Trump supporters by talking nice about Trump, because they're going to vote for Trump.
Exactly. You know? And here's the thing. If you trash Trump,
then you're, it doesn't matter, because when it comes to the prime or the you know, the main situation, they're going to vote Republican no matter who.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
in.
So you might as well go all in, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And just have some fun with it. That's why I'm honestly.
Trump, man, he always says you got nowhere else to go. He's like, you may not like me, but you got to vote for me.
Yeah, we're
the crazy Democrats.
Vote for them?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and that's why I'm excited about Chris Christie kind of joining. He's officially joined the field. He's, man, he's a jokester. He knows how to have some fun. He can, he's great at you know, dissing some people, making fun of folks.
He
and
will
stuff.
Chew you up and not spit you out.
Yeah, definitely. But so we got him in there.
He's a big fat guy.
He's a big fat guy.
when do we get a good, you know, healthy, young, kind of, you know, middle of the road, doesn't go crazy on the left or crazy on the right, just decent, not young, like barely able to run for president, but like 50.
I think the whole system's rigged against
like Gandalf.
Him,
like, right? It doesn't exist. This person,
it's a unicorn. I'm praying for over here.
It's like of all of the United States, this is what we have to offer.
But
Trump
I feel,
and Biden too.
Yeah, but I feel like. I feel like, though, that if we actually put somebody like that out there, they'd be voted for. Mm. You know what I mean? Kind of like, I mean, not to go towards, you know, the Democratic side of it, but kind of like your Kennedy back when he was elected. Yeah. You know, everybody was like, okay, he's different. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't even your normal Democrat back then.
Yeah.
Or if you go, Bush Jr. was the youngest Republican elected recently, right?
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, even go to Bush Jr., he seemed very charismatic when he took office. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just somebody that's I feel like Trump promised he would take on the machine, he would not become part of the machine, mm-hmm. but he realized within a year of office he had to be part of the machine.
All consuming.
Exactly. Know? So, if we realize from the guy that was going to do it, cuz if someone was going to do it, Trump was going to be not part of the machine, right? Mm-hmm. I think he wouldn't have been. Mm-hmm. So he figured out that, okay, this is something that has to be done. I think if we get a guy like that is just, I mean, I don't know, just a generic Democrat, not the crazy ones, yellow dog Democrat, or a generic Republican, not the, you know, we must shut down everybody's rights kind of Republican. You know what I mean? Just one that's kind of, again, middle of the road. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people would vote for them.
And if we had two of them running against each other, like Chase versus Sparrow.
Oh, that'll be here soon enough, I'm sure. Yeah. But if there's anything that like the Trump presidency proved to me, coming off the heels of 8 years of having Barack Obama as president, it's pretty more or less meaningless position, mm-hmm. president of the United States. You know, a big giant punching bag, you know, if you don't mind getting punched for 4 or 8 years, whatever, you know. Yeah, I guess
I'm with you on that.
The end of the day, you do have the nuclear codes, I guess. But, I mean, even if Trump was just like, go ahead. You know, nuke South Korea, North Korea, whichever one's the bad one.
Yeah.
You know, somebody would have not done that.
Yeah, exactly.
Down the line, right? It's really, I can't imagine there's really like a button you just press. Yeah. You know, you could just accidentally stumble and hit. Joe Biden would have by
See,
now.
See, I thought
he
it was a
fell on the button.
I thought it was a bat phone style thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pick
yeah.
up the phone.
Yeah.
I thought there was like 5 keys from all the way across the United States that have to be.
A Republican has one, a Democrat has one, the president has one. No.
Yeah.
Rand Paul has one.
And RuPaul.
Yeah, the Paul brothers.
Yeah, the whole gambit, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's everybody right there. That represents 100% of America.
That really does.
I don't know. RuPaul probably way on the right nowadays compared to how things are going.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, 91. He came out with that song that made him famous.
Dang.
Yeah, 91.
Wow,
32 years ago.
Yeah, crazy. Well, what else? What else is going on in the news?
There's like,
there's a bunch of funny little stories, but nothing that's like worth bringing up on here. I don't know. It's been a week where I haven't even thought about what to talk about on this podcast.
Yeah, because you've been busy.
Been busy, man.
Been knocking out towers, or bringing them back up,
knocking them down, and I can't think of anything else but this vacation. I mean, it's like it's next week, so we barely really spoke about it. So now there's.
When do you start? When do you leave?
For me personally, the vacation will begin the moment I walk out of the radio station.
Which is what day?
Friday.
Tomorrow.
No, next week.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay.
A week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow.
I get to just officially say it's next week.
I see what you're saying.
We got to do two of these things next week.
Okay. Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah. And then we leave out Saturday. Or possibly we're thinking about a potential Friday night leave out motel stay. But okay. We'll see how that
goes. Those are always a little more expensive. So
yes, exactly.
I understand.
Yeah. So there's that. But yeah, I mean, it's all I can think about. It's all I want to do. I just want to get to the beach.
Yeah.
And be max there. And relax. We talked about this like a month or two ago or something. I told you all my plan. It hasn't faltered.
Hasn't changed in any
no,
way.
No.
Okay. All right. How about you, Patrick? You looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am. Yes. Yes.
In what way? What are you most looking forward to? He has given us his breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's the ocean. You know, it hits really close to home. I love the ocean. I think there's something in every human being that the ocean's got a certain majestic draw to them, you know. I don't know what it is. That's why most of us live real close to it. And we're one of the weirdo outliers that still has to. We live more than a day's. No, I guess. I'm sorry. Yeah, we can get there in a day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Eight hour trip to Galveston.
About that. So I'll be honest. It's just hard. It's just still far enough away. And I know there's a lot to do before that. I can't even think about going yet.
I understand.
Yeah, it'll be real when I get in the car to leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then probably about then.
See, Tyler's more like me. I start daydreaming a week ahead of time. Mm. You are very business oriented. Get it? And you, I mean, your job requires that. Now, of course, you've been business oriented because of the storms. Yeah. So, and when it
well,
when
I'm
you
an enormous
and when we
amount of things to do to go on vacation.
So, yeah, and when we need to, we step into that role.
And that's why I'm heartened to hear you say that because at the same time, I've been on enough vacations. I'm like jaded about it. Okay,
maybe
another
it.
Vacation.
Maybe that,
okay. Yeah, yeah. But if there's anybody who's been on lots of vacations. I know you have. You've been on a good, the right amount.
I appreciate
enough.
That. I don't think I'm jaded for vacations yet.
Yeah,
but
apparently,
the way I lead up to them has changed entirely. When I first started going on more than one vacation a year, that wasn't with my parents.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Like a road trip. On Route 66 again?
Exactly. It was 2 weeks ahead of time. You're like, oh, crap, man. You're counting down the minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then once I started going on vacations once a year or more after, well, Lara, she likes to vacate. So likes to vacation. So we
she
now go on
vacate.
as many times as she wants to vacate the area, then we go. But so when I started, when it became a more frequent event, I realized that now, today, after, you know, 15 years of doing that, I work right up until the last minute, and then I'm like, oh, crap, now I got to pack, and I got to, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's not.
I will pack the night before we go.
Or the morning of, if I'll jump off the air, go, because we're leaving at noon, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or whatever, So I am very much a procrastinator when it comes to vacations, but I also have found that helps me tremendously with the enjoyment of it, because when you set it up to be something great, when you anticipate a vacation, I'm not saying this is going to happen
Listen
for
here,
you, Tyler.
All right? It is going to be great.
But no, you can
Our
sometimes.
Our dad's coming too. Yeah.
Awesome. That's a great time with family.
Yes.
No, seriously.
The more the merrier.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It.
But no, so that's cool. Can I ask, did he invite himself?
Well, not necessarily.
He's like, well, I'll be that area anyway.
Yeah,
so it's not Michigan, but I'm going to come down there.
No, well, I talked to him about it, and I was like, if you're in the area, we'll catch lunch. And and then he was like, well, I'll just come down for the full week then.
Yeah, he took the bait.
Yeah, he did.
For sure.
So now you get to see him, and he thinks he's actually imposing, but you planned it.
No, I don't think he's not the I think I'm imposing kind of type.
Right. No.
That's not in him.
He's no. What do you got to entertain me?
Yeah, he's Max Imposer.
That's
his stage name.
The Max Expector.
The Imposition.
Yeah.
He's part of the grand imposition.
You did make clear to him that we're all going to have a good time, and that he should very much join in on that. That's pretty funny.
You're not bringing anybody down. You sleep in the sand if you bring somebody down there, dude.
You get left behind. Like, that's it. Totally.
Oh, he's staying in the Airbnb, too.
I believe. But he's like, so what's there to do? There. He already said kind of like
no
that.
No way.
Like, what's there to do? I said, be on the beach, dude.
Yeah.
look at asses and chill in the
sand. Put your sunglasses on so the ladies don't feel you're creeping.
That's right.
That's hilarious.
Get in the water. Get out of the water. What, you know, it's not that hard.
I plan to do zero driving. Right. Zero driving all the time.
You're on the, so how far are y'all staying away from the beach?
It's on the beach. There's a boardwalk that takes you right to the...
That's awesome.
Yeah,
100, 200 feet.
Yeah.
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 Last time I stayed at the beach, it was like two blocks, but two beach blocks. You're looking around, you're seeing palm trees. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're already there. You
and
know
the
what
big
mean?
Thing, yeah. I think, for us, with kids, little babies coming along, mine's coming along, Tyler's is coming along. We don't want to have, because there'll be obviously a lot of back and forth to go naps, this, that, and the other. You know, you don't want to have to walk too far.
Good point.
Yeah. You're fucking ruining my vibe over here.
Nap. He meant your nap. When you want to take a nap. Not in the sun because you will
That's
bake.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah. Even if you sunscreen, you'll sweat it off.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
You'll lean into the family man thing eventually. Yeah.
Eventually. After this vacation. Yeah. Listen here. I told y'all 5 podcasts ago or something. I was like, I got one big dick move coming ahead of me.
Okay.
And it's like leaving the baby behind. Well, now he's coming. Okay. So I still got that dick move.
Yeah, exactly. You can reserve that dick move for later.
Like a couple days of that time. I'm like, Miles.
Well,
look at that thing.
So is Miles' mama coming?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody's coming then. Yeah. So no, it's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's just not there developmentally yet.
Yeah. No.
I think
you can't expect him.
I think he's a little developmentally slow. I think so.
We're all on the spectrum, my brother.
Yeah. What do you work for, the public education system or something? Are you trying to get a few extra dollars?
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure he said something about preferring wearing a dress too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's fine. All right. He's ahead.
At least be a smart cross-dresser.
Yeah. That's the thing. I was looking up a couple of the milestones that he seems to be missing right now, and then it brought
up... That's a
up,
pun. You played that word on purpose.
And then it brought up...
Miles of stones?
Already?
Yeah. Now, those are fully developed. These things hang down like
a
helicopter
man.
Rescuing...
That's like crap they put in the milk.
Yeah. But... and then that led me to autistic babies. Wow. I was like, that doesn't exist. What? Autistic
babies?
Yeah, we
had one in the family recently. Not even two, or maybe just two. Yeah, just got 2 years old, already been deemed autistic. Like, that's BS.
I had to look up, I saw autistic babies, and I said, okay, autism, definition.
Okay.
Struggling to deal with social situations. It's like, he's a fucking baby.
Yeah.
Like, what's social? Like, she's shitting his diaper.
Yeah.
What
that's
more,
awkward.
That's awkward.
What does Webster say about it? Because I trust Webster. I don't know if I trust Webster as much these days as I did in the 50s.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went around
way better.
Ask the New York Times.
Meant something else. Right? I might have to cut that out.
I didn't even.
Oh, actually, y'all talked over me. So
okay.
All right.
I didn't hear it.
I said,
you can mute your channel.
Yeah.
In that one.
I said when Spade meant something else.
Yeah.
In the 50s.
Yeah. You can no longer.
Fine. Whatever. Yeah.
Your
we'll
baby's
see.
Fine.
Yeah.
He's just a dude. Like, it's all, they're all slow.
Yeah, they're all slow.
We are.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that you have, you only have one other baby, really, that's around a whole lot to compare yours to, who is quite a bit older, several months, is some different, 8 months older or something like that. And also a brilliant baby. So, you know, don't judge your baby off my baby.
She's
way ahead.
She is.
Conforming to normal parenthood, what do you want your child to be when he grows up?
Cool.
Just, it doesn't matter, like, job way, you know, it doesn't matter what he does as long as
he's cool, man, he'll figure it out. Yeah, if he's cool, he'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys realize y'all are on the total cool top of the totem pole, but in Tyler, well, Tyler, in Tyler, the
yeah,
different
yeah,
totem poles. Tyler, in Tyler. And
you'll get
entirely it. Different totem poles.
No, my fear is that my the reason I say cool, because, you know, of course you might want your kid to be this or that successful. Of course I want all that. But my biggest fear is him being one of these freaking weird kids, man. These like weirdo kids that are not cool. I remember kids were cool back in the day.
Kid's definitely got autism.
Yeah.
You don't want anyone to ever say that about your kid.
Yeah. I want him to be just cool. Like, from the moment he's like 5 and on or whatever, he's like, oh, he'll tag along. He's cool. Oh, you met Tyler's kid. Make kids cool as shit, man.
Right.
Like, I want that. That's the main thing I want.
Well, looking back, because I've raised my sons, looking back, I remember I can now see, looking back, that I was cool enough.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But in the moment, I had no clue. So when I was raising my sons, I wanted to raise them with confidence.
Yeah.
Okay?
Which brings coolness, right?
I think there's an air of coolness with confidence, but I overshot it, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
And now they are very incredibly prideful slash arrogant, even.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just, out of all your... full of hubris.
Yeah. Out of all your kids, all of them are cool. Like, none of them are weird, like those kids or whatever.
Well, that's like,
none
true.
Of them are real pale, right?
Yeah, and, like pale. And yeah. Like, they don't do that.
Right.
Yeah. Jackson, Alexander, both cool, confident, you know, too cool.
Yeah.
Jackson is too cool for the room, you know, and that's fine by me.
Yeah.
That's a good trait to have in
very,
high school.
Very, very confident in many cases, arrogant, but he also embraces his humility.
Yeah.
So I like that about him.
I don't want him. Sure. I just don't want Miles to be this.
I agree.
You know,
I don't think he could with you as a father.
No, I don't think so either. So as long as he ends up being like cool, and that's whatever your definition of that is,
right?
A pleasure to be around, and somebody who's like funny and not funny, like, you know, just cool, man.
Not cool, cool like in the pics on the other kids around.
No, no, that's not like, cool.
And I take your point
because that doesn't last.
Thinking they're too cool, you know. I think of all the rearing and raising I'm having and money I'm having to spend on my daughter right now, just to know that in like 15 years we're going to be in some social setting and she will lean over and be like, pretend like you don't know me.
Yeah,
like. Not really looking forward to that part of it.
No, you know? I don't think
so.
Yeah. I don't believe that about you. There are definitely fathers that get that because they warrant it. I don't see that about either one of you. Again, y'all are on the top of the totem pole of cool. Different totem poles.
Yeah.
I think I have a different totem pole too.
Yeah, you're cool shit.
I like my coolness.
Yeah.
I'm cool. But I'm
all
confident
cool in
now.
Here.
Like y'all are confident. I think the confidence is key for coolness.
Yeah, here's the thing about coolness too, is how you deal with ladies.
Yeah.
Not even that you're a lady killer, that you're a player
you're
you can get them. Is this how you deal with them? Like, Patrick, you've been married for so many years. You've been married for so many years. But it's when a lady is around, you know how to, you know.
Yeah.
Talk to them. Chill with them. That's that probably right there.
Not creep them out.
Exactly.
Not just
that
don't
part.
Creep them out. That right there will elevate you. You'll step over so many people in life if you just like cool with a lady.
I have a few buddies who about my age that still haven't got over that aspect. And one, some married, some not. And imagine the ones that are married, count your blessings. Because you come across as a real creep weirdo.
Doesn't even matter what you get. You could be like a virgin. But if you're like cool with ladies, you're still good. Like you know.
I mean,
whatever the reason you're not getting laid is, you're eunuch, something, whatever.
I mean,
you're focusing on war.
Yeah, you choose to save yourself for somebody important.
Sure,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it's
but
possible.
If you can like not creep a lady out.
Oh, that's
awesome.
My
main goal
that's
with
huge.
Miles. Make sure he never creep. Not never. I'm sure we've all creeped a lady.
Of course.
But, like, you know, not
my
like
goal with my daughter is for her to be easily
creeped out
by guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they have a very high threshold for not being creeped out by a guy.
I think a daughter, especially, can really truly gauge the truly creepy if they have a father that has taught them well, like this is a decent dude and this is why he's distant. This guy, you see what he's okay, now you could obviously take his physical appearance, you know, as you want and say that he's creepy just because of that, but no, it's actually the things that cause that physical appearance that he does is behind the scenes. That's why he's creepy to you.
So I feel like women are born with like a Terminator eye. They can analyze everything about you just from one quick glance. I
don't think it's born. I think the father implements that because think about it. There are daddy issues. Why? Why do women go for an older, creepier dude in many cases?
He wasn't around or whatever.
He wasn't around. He was shitty, whatever. Yeah. A good father figure that can teach a daughter that you can have a healthy male relationship without sex, that goes tons for a young girl.
You want to be the kind of dad that she's bringing you to meet you. But she has to have like a quick aside, like you ring the doorbell or before you ring the doorbell, she's like, okay, now.
I really like this one.
No, she's talking to the guy.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
to talk
oh,
about you, to
oh,
be like, okay.
You were about to be second man as soon as you walk into this place.
Perfect. Yeah. I would rather you call him sir and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, banging my daughter, you know?
No, I would never do that.
No.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
No. And that's the thing.
Sorry,
no,
y'all.
No, but seriously, though.
See, I've got miles.
Yeah, like, you're like, bang his daughter. Yeah, exactly. No, I have sons, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've had both sides.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Talking to the master over here.
That's why probably the best parents out there have had a daughter and a son.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you get, because it's so, I just even as newbie and fresh parents as Tyler and I are, I can already sometimes tell the differences. And obviously, when you know, it'll be increasing. It'll be exponentially more as time goes on.
Yep. 100%.
Yes, sir.
Y'all should swap babies on occasion.
We've been talking
seriously
about that.
Yeah. It would give you some experience alone happy to have.
Change Mariah for the first time.
Gotcha.
Changed her, twice? And I was like, is it front to back or back to front? What is this?
And I would be wearing a poncho.
Exactly.
The first time I changed little man.
It's like this.
Fire hose style.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, give you a second maybe to get out.
Oh, yeah. It's like when... it's like when you're drilling for oil and then you hit a gas and the whole thing starts and then
shimmies up.
Yeah. When I'm drilling for oil, I do it all the time.
Yeah. if you'd watch, there will be blood, Patrick.
Ah, God,
my bad.
Well, it was Father's Day the other day. Did you have a good one?
I did. I did some chainsawing and I did some radio station wishing and sitting here hoping the power would start at any point.
You did some work up here and then start a chainsaw. That's Father's Day, right?
My children all messaged me and told me Happy Father's Day.
Every single one of them?
Every one of them. My biological. And my I called my father. I actually talked to my father on Father's Day.
Yeah,
so there you go.
And now he's coming to the vacation.
Oh. Not Jay's dad.
No.
Your father.
Yeah, my father.
And mine. Yeah.
That was a pretty sad Father's Day.
A hell of a nice Father's Day right there. To be like, hey, we bought you a vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sad Father's Day where I have no chainsaw. I have nothing but to do but to scramble away, to scurry away from my hovel.
To your refugee camp,
to my brother's place. And he's like, I'll take you in.
I love it.
You know, he like grabs my baby.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, give me that. You know,
puts him on his nipple.
Yeah.
This is how a real man does it.
I was cucked, man, immediately.
It's like, get you a glass of milk.
Yeah. Happy Cuckold's Day.
Yeah. We even gave you the big room just so y'all feel more comfortable.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, they gave you the big room.
Dang.
Yeah. I got the big room. All right, that's going to do it.
You didn't get that when you didn't have a baby.
No.
Remember that?
That's true.
That gives you a whole nother level of in most family situations.
I am elevated a little bit.
Hey, we're going to have a good one for you when we get back from vacation. I really am thinking a lot about it.
Yeah, you're going to have
a good
fun
one
time.
For me what?
Good podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hells yeah.
What was wrong with this one?
That's nothing.
I'll set up a couple questions for you guys.
I'm all bummed out about them folks in the submarine.
It's not funny.
Look out for Patrick's virtue signaling.
Definitely. Less so much about the Syrian refugees, but definitely, you know, sorry guys, you didn't make it.
How can you feel bad for a name Strunkman Rush? What was it?
Stockton.
Stockton Rush. I will never feel bad for a guy named Stockton Rush. And White isn't even in
another dude's name was
White guy.
Hamish, I think. I've never even heard of that name before.
Hamish. But,
yeah.
Hamish.
He sounds like an Irish or like a Scottish. All he does is like
it's something
with
from
the
over
pitchfork,
there.
He's like turning over a compost heap. That's Hamish. Yeah. He's my composter.
Groundskeeper Hamish.
No, I think he's definitely Mormon. Hamish.
Okay. Yeah. He has nine wives. And,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Go for it.
Couple of things here, guys, before we go.
Oh.
Big shout out to DLR Consulting. We're going to be.
What are you doing here? What is it?
Yeah, this is. I actually sold some stuff for me. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. No, but seriously though, we're going to be. We, you and I, the three of us discussed it off podcast.
Yeah,
and
ramping up the socials.
Yeah, we're going to ramp up the socials.
Yeah,
compliments of DLR Consulting Group,
sweet.
And then
what does that stand for? Do you know?
Deidre, her middle name Ross.
Huh.
Okay.
Deidre Ross. Yeah, there
you go. Deidre, her middle name.
Whatever Ross. That is. Yeah. It starts with an L.
It's not.
No.
Definitely.
Deidre. Unless It's Deidre, yeah.
Deidre.
Deidre.
Yeah. Deidre.
Okay.
And then she is a host of the Kitty Whispers podcast. They podcast out of Dallas.
Yes, we have a lot of crossover fans. So,
not a single one, actually, there's one in Israel. Actually, there's one in Israel that listens to both.
Okay. Hey, sweet.
Heck yeah.
Sweet.
I think it's a husband and wife team, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, seriously, though, we're going to do a cross podcast pretty soon.
I'm down.
Love it.
And so they're basically the regrettable female version.
Oh.
It's called Kitty Whispers.
Oh.
Exactly. So
go check it out.
That's going to be fun.
DLR Consulting, What Up Kitty Whispers podcast.
Absolutely.
I'm interested to hear what the female version of pissing in a hammock is like.
Exactly. Yeah. Pissing on him. No.
Yeah. Oh, wait. It wasn't me. The whole time who pissed my hammock, I was actually just pissed on by some woman.
I'd rather be pissed off.
So, yeah, drive-by pissing on.
You didn't even have to pay for that, did you?
I didn't.
No,
I didn't.
Well, hey. Yeah. It's $800 value in Vegas.
Yeah.
Golden showers, dude.
All right. Let's get to do it.
Right off the rails.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to them.
Yes.
And go check them out. DLR Construction.
Exactly.
Oh, DLR Construction.
That's what I think. Yeah. No, there was.
Like DLR Construction.
I think of DLR. It's actually CLR, I think. The stuff clear, you pour.
Yeah, yeah, down the drain.
Yeah, exactly, yes. DLR.
Copper, lime, rust.
It will clear any drain. Yes, that's what it was. Yes, you're right. It will clear any drain. DLR.
Calcium.
If you need consulting today.
Yeah. I've poured a lot of CLR and a lot of drains.
Yeah. A lot of pipes at my CLR.
Ain't never done nothing for me, too, by the way.
It's pretty weak stuff as far as that goes.
Liquid fire. Yeah, the stuff that the more skulls on the label, the better. Yeah.
There you go.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Like when it says in big red letters, even before the logo and the name of the product, it says, this causes death.
Yeah.
All right, you know it's good.
Although liquid death is literally just boxed water. That's odd.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Barf.
Liquid death.
I'm expecting.
I thought it was a beer.
I was going to say, I'm expecting a burn in the throat when I drink liquid death. Okay.
Crack because of liquid death.
What is it?
Psych hydrogen. Dihydrogen.
Yeah, sorry.
What is it?
I don't remember.
Sulfuric acid.
Something.
Or no, it was H2O. Yeah.
It's liquid death. It's literally the building block of life.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Wait a minute, huh?
Yeah.
It's actually a government conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard. I remember that. Yeah.
The boxed water is a government conspiracy to make you not want it because it says liquid death on it.
Therefore,
you, the next generation will think of water and think of death.
Yeah.
Yeah. You buy Brondo or something.
Gen Z will be majorly dehydrated their entire
life. All our frogs are going to be gay because of that water. All right. That's going to do it. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.